This is Ayla Ellison, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review, with your daily healthcare business briefings. Here are today's top headlines. A federal appeals court on Tuesday rejected hospitals' attempt to block new rules on price transparency from taking effect at the end of this week. As a result of Tuesday's decision, hospitals will be required to post their charges, including payer-specific negotiated rates, for at least 300 services on January 1st. 70 of the services will be picked by CMS, and hospitals can choose the other 230 services they post online. The American Hospital Association said it is disappointed by the appeals court decision. The trade group said it continues to believe that the disclosure of privately negotiated rates does nothing to help patients understand what they will actually pay for treatment and will create widespread confusion for them. President-elect Joe Biden is expanding his White House COVID-19 response team. He is tapping three senior officials to coordinate vaccine, testing, and supply chain strategy. The three new members of the COVID-19 response team currently hold positions at the New Jersey Department of Human Services, Pacific Disaster Center, and Kaiser Permanente. They are set to play a major role in Biden's response to the pandemic, which the president-elect has made his top priority ahead of taking office. More than 2 million Americans have received their first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Over the next week, another 7.7 million doses of Pfizer's vaccine and 8 million doses of Moderna's are set to be distributed in the U.S., according to the CDC. The supply is enough to vaccinate about 3/4 of healthcare workers and nursing home residents and staff, according to an analysis by the Washington Post. Colorado officials on Tuesday reported the nation's first known case of the more transmissible COVID-19 variant that has been rapidly circulating across much of the UK. The COVID-19 variant was detected in a man in his 20s who has no travel history and is currently in isolation. On Wednesday, health officials in Colorado said they believe they found a second local case of the coronavirus variant from the UK. While the variant appears to spread more easily, it isn't believed to make people sicker or more likely to die. Scientists believe the COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna will be effective against the mutations. In California, hospitals are grappling with the COVID-19 surge. COVID-19 cases in California are up nearly 14% week over week, and hospitalizations are continuing their record-breaking climb. Stringent stay-at-home orders have been extended in California's vast southern region and Central Valley, state health officials announced on Tuesday, because new coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are continuing to surge in those regions. Neither region now has any ICU space available. As California struggles with an overwhelming surge of COVID-19 cases, 75 military medical personnel are being deployed across 4 of the state's hospitals. Military medical personnel are also helping treat COVID-19 patients across North Dakota, Wisconsin, and in the Navajo Nation. Those are the biggest healthcare business updates for today. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.